This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Protesters plan to gather Monday in the U.S. state of Georgia's capital, demanding criminal justice reforms and measures to address election problems. The demonstrations were planned before an Atlanta police officer shot dead Rayshard Brooks outside a fast food restaurant Friday. The killing was the latest in a string of deaths of African Americans that have prompted nationwide protests seeking to address police misconduct and systemic racism. A medical examiner has ruled Brooks's death a homicide. The UN's top rights body Monday agreed to a request from African countries to urgently debate racism and police brutality this week following unrest in the United States and beyond over George Floyd's death. He's the African-American man who died while in police custody in the Midwestern U.S. state of Minnesota 3 weeks ago today after a white officer pressed his knee on Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes. As the 43rd session of the UN Human Rights Council resumed, the council president proposed to hold the debate Wednesday at 3 p.m. local time. It is only the fifth time in the council's 14-year history it has agreed to hold an urgent debate. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says his government will review all aspects of inequality following a wave of anti-racism protests in Britain. Britain has been rocked by demonstrations against racial discrimination, some of them violent, following the death of George Floyd in the United States. Meanwhile, the statue of Britain's wartime leader Winston Churchill in London's Parliament Square is now boarded up. It was vandalized recently when a protester wrote, "was a racist," on the statue. Police also watch over a statue commemorating Robert Baden-Powell, the founder of the Scouts movement and briefly an admirer of Adolf Hitler's autobiographical manifesto, Mein Kampf. This is VOA News. Philippine journalist Maria Ressa was convicted Monday of cyber libel. She faces up to 6 years behind bars in a case that watchdogs say marks a dangerous erosion of press freedom under President Rodrigo Duterte. Ressa and her news site Rappler have been the target of a series of criminal charges and probes after publishing stories critical of Duterte's policies, including his drug war that has killed thousands. China's capital is racing to control a fresh coronavirus outbreak. 75 cases are linked to a single wholesale food market in Beijing, where authorities have locked down neighborhoods and launched a massive test and tracing program. Health officials report 49 new coronavirus cases nationwide on Monday, including 36 more in Beijing. Monday, Beijing officials told reporters all areas must, quote, strengthen public space disinfection and temporarily close sports and recreation indoor facilities, end quote, as well as increase temperature checks and keep out non-residents. French President Emmanuel Macron is lifting a number of coronavirus restrictions. Monday, cafes and restaurants can open across France, and travel to other European countries will be allowed. It comes as a number of other countries in Europe reopen their borders between EU countries Monday. In Britain, public transit now requires mandatory face coverings. China will have jurisdiction over some extremely rare national security cases in Hong Kong under a new law to be imposed on the semi-autonomous city, a senior official said Monday. The revelation comes just 3 days ahead of a major meeting of China's top lawmaking body. Beijing has signaled the new law needs to be passed quickly following a year of pro-democracy protests. It will bypass the city's legislature. The UN Nuclear Watchdog's governing body is meeting today to discuss Iran's refusal to allow access to two sites where nuclear activity may have occurred in the past. European Union foreign ministers will hold video talks with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo Monday as transatlantic rifts widen over Israel, international organizations, and how to deal with China. High on the agenda will be the Middle East peace process as Brussels seeks to persuade Israel to back down from plans to annex parts of the occupied West Bank. Lebanon's president was due to convene the country's top Security Council Monday after days of angry protest over a deepening economic crisis. Hundreds of demonstrators clashed with security forces over the weekend across the Mediterranean nation, whose currency has collapsed amid the worst financial crisis since Lebanon's 1975 to 1990 civil war. Relative calm returned Sunday evening, with protesters holding a peaceful rally in Beirut. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.